Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is I. That is me, Molly. Thank you for being here. We have been doing this show since 2012 and on a spiritual path for so much longer. I appreciate those of you who regularly tune in, who listen, who connect, who are willing and open to yourself every week. Because that's what we do in this show, is that we talk about the energies that are going on and how you can be open, receptive, willing, confident, courageous, in charge, and all those awesome qualities that you possess and are ready to continually be activated. Astrology is an incredible gift for understanding yourself better. It offers us deeper perspectives, wisdom, healing, lessons, even just that, oh, it makes so much sense when you look at it from this viewpoint. I hope that you continue to fall in love with your astrology chart. I have been studying astrology for well over 25 years now. And I've connected with hundreds of clients in 20 countries and helped them understand more about their astrology chart, their gifts, their energies, their lessons, their challenges, their potential, all those things that make up us, you know, make up our sense of self. And so every week we talk about what's up in the cosmos, what's up with the energies, and usually what happens is people say, that explains it, or that's me, I thought I was alone, I thought I was the only one, there we go. It's like you get these aha moments when you piece together the energies that are going on. So we're going to talk about the energies of today, March 8th, through next week, March 15th. I love to do this show on a Wednesday. I've always done this show on a Wednesday, so we're just going to roll with it, Wednesday to Wednesday, and that helps you see the weekend as well as into the following week. For those of you who are new, welcome. I appreciate your curiosity, and I hope you get a lot out of this program. I am an intuitive astrologer. I am an author, a spiritual teacher. I love helping people understand their spiritual path better. Obviously, I love using astrology as a tool for that. And I'm also a mom and a business guide. Business is one of my passions. I love it. And it isn't something that I have been publicly sharing, but now I am. And I offer free business training every week through videos on my website, mollymccord.online. That is the place where you'll find my new offerings. And as I mentioned last week, pretty soon I'm going to be sharing with you some new beach retreats that will be happening in Cocoa Beach, Florida this fall. This October and November, I'm going to be guiding you through two separate awesome opportunities. One will be for writers, and the other one is going to be about spiritual transformation. So I'll be sharing more about that with you as those details are released. And I'm so excited to be hosting these retreats because it's time to gather. You know, it's time to meet people, connect in person, make new friendships, make new connections, to have these quality in-person experiences with other people on the similar path. So just giving you a heads up about that. Now let's look at what we have going on here as we roll through March. You know, they say, in like a lion, out like a lamb, although I've also heard it, in like a lamb, out like a lion. I think this time, this year, March is in like a lion and out like a lion. It's a different energy than February. The eclipse energies that we experienced throughout February were meant to shake us up. We're meant to open us up. We're meant to jolt us and get things rocking and rolling and moving and check in with yourself. And are you on track? Are you on path? Are you coming from your heart? Are you aware of yourself, the bigger, fuller picture of you as a soul. So there's a lot that happens with eclipse periods, and I always see them as a portal, you know, that they bring in these energies and there are these downloads, and there can be a lot of fast-moving energies. They can wipe us out, we can feel tired, we can get sick, we can have all these different types of, you know, effects from the energies. And now as we move into March, it is a bit of a slowdown, but more of an integration of those energies. What you learned, what you realized, what you didn't see was there, what you understand now, you come to some perhaps breakthroughs or new potentials to work with. March is typically a month of shifting to a new beginning. And that's because with the sun in Pisces until March 20th, we are in completion mode. We are ending a full cycle that started last March. Pisces is the 12th sign of the zodiac. It's the end. It's the release, the letting go, completion, finalizing it, finding peace, finding forgiveness, finding compassion for yourself, if nothing else. And when we talk about Pisces, there's usually two different ways the energy goes. And it's also symbolized by the Pisces glyph, which is two fishes. One fish swimming upstream and one fish swimming downstream. Pisces is the energy of as above, so below, as within, so without. And it's that ongoing transformation of energy. So the fish swims up and then the fish swims down and the fish is in motion. It's moving between the spirit world and the human world. It's moving between our emotional self, our rational self, our mental self. It's uniting all elements of our being. And Pisces is that energy that is meant to see things from the higher perspective, to see how it's all connected, it's all related, it's all energy in motion, it's all fishies swimming up and down the stream in the same school. And there's this, it's ultimately supposed to be a place of detachment where you can see the lessons, the healing, the meaning, the wisdom, the understanding. However, because these fishies are swimming in two different directions, it's typically you're either swimming towards or with the spiritual understandings, or you're swimming away from something. Because Pisces is also connected with escapism and separation, pity, blame, victim energy, separation. So it's either you're swimming in a spiritual sense or you're swimming in a separation sense. See, it's either you find the spiritual meaning of your life, of yourself, of your purpose, or you only see it with the viewpoint of separation. So Pisces is one of the signs in the zodiac that is associated with duality. The other one is Gemini, which is the sign of the twins. And so when you're dealing with the duality of Pisces, it's this sense of, okay, I'm a human being in spiritual form, and I'm having a spiritual awakening, or I'm having a human awakening, or I'm trying to make sense and understand this from a higher perspective, and it's when we are more open to spiritual wisdom, spiritual truths, and just that sense of what's it all about. So that's one of the gifts of Pisces. And it also can be this sense of, I don't know what it's all about. You can go into that, I don't know right now, but I trust I will know. I have belief that it will become clearer. Because just like one of those fishies swimming through the ocean, it can be foggy and fuzzy, and you feel like you don't know yet. And that's why it's about just trusting. You know, just trusting where the waves take you, the riptides, the ebbs, the flows, and knowing you don't have to have it all figured out, but How are you moving through the journey? Are you going into separation? Are you trying to escape? Pisces is a sign of alcoholism. It's, you know, drinking like a fish. It's the sign of, I can't deal with this real world stuff. I need a way to get out of it. And so it can be alcohol. It can be drugs. It can be anything that medicates you or anything that takes away the edge of the real world. Or it's spiritual understanding and spiritual lessons that take the edge off the real world and what can be harsh realities at times. So we're meant to be looking at all of this in our lives, how we are incorporating it and integrating it, how we're really using this wisdom as we continue to swim our little fishy selves through the ocean. We have other planets in Pisces. We have Mercury in Pisces. We have Neptune in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces, South Node in Pisces. I've talked about them for a while now because they're not really they're not changing signs for a long time. Well, actually, that's not true. Chiron is going to go into Aries next year. There's some big shifts coming in 2018, by the way, heads up. We're going to have Uranus moving into Taurus. We're going to have Saturn in Capricorn. We're going to have Chiron in Aries. So it's going to be a very different year, 2018, just to get ahead of ourselves. Why not? Why not just skip the timeline and go into next year? But I like to give you that heads up because it also can help put perspective on the fact that what's in front of you right now requires your full presence, requires your full attention. And it's meant to help move you along and move you forward. And Pisces does that. It helps us move forward. It really does. If we can let something go, if we can find forgiveness, if we can just say, I'm really feeling this is complete for me, and not only in this lifetime, but all lifetimes that my soul has experienced this, I really am done with it. So, as we move through here, we're going to have some shifts coming up in the next few days. We have Mars entering Taurus, and that is going to provide some much-needed grounding. Taurus is an Earth sign. It's the first Earth sign. Mars loves being in Aries, which is it has been in for almost 2 months, because it gets going. It goes off to war. It follows the path. It's ready to pioneer something. And then when Mars goes into Taurus, we solidify. We slow down. We assess and observe and say, okay, I started this new adventure. I went off on this new path. Now I'm going to take a break on the side of the road here, catch my breath, put my feet on the ground, look at my supplies, look at my resources, look at what's practical, look at my money. What can I really commit to as I keep going forward? What can I really put energy into that is worth it, that's worth it to me? Maybe you started three things and only one of them really is worth your time. Maybe you started many things, and then you realize none of them's worth your time, or there's only one thing that you can really stick with or that you really want to invest in. Taurus is where we invest ourselves in some way. We commit. We say, I'll pay for that. We say, yes, I will receive that. Yes, that's what I want. Now, what's interesting here is that we have Mars and Taurus. And as I mentioned in previous weeks, Venus is in Aries, but she's going retrograde. And so anytime there's a retrograde, it means we need to take the energy inside ourselves and sit with it, review it, contemplate it, be more conscious of it, be more aware of it, and then move it externally, and then move it out. So when we have Venus retrograde, what we're looking at is our worth, our self-worth, our resources, our money, what matters to us, how we are investing in ourselves. See, Venus is so important because it's really about how we love ourselves. And that gets tossed around and thrown around, and it's a catchphrase. But that's not always easy to do, especially when you have to put a price on something, a price or a value on what you do. So think of it as you're in your job. How do you feel valued with the work you do in the world? Now, surely that is in your pay because you need money to pay your bills and live in the world and pay your mortgage and, you know, buy food and all these things. But perhaps there's other ways you need to feel valued. Feedback, some people want public recognition or some, you know, the thank you and the gratitude. Maybe you need freedom. Maybe you need independence. Wherever Venus is in your chart is what you need to feel valuable, to feel valued, to feel seen. And as she goes retrograde, we all look at that for ourselves. And we say, well, what do I need? What kind of money do I need? What kind of recognition do I need? What kind of feedback? What are my needs in relationships? Do I need someone who is more aware of my independence? Do I need someone who can understand my emotional needs? I mean, this can be so many categories. Very rarely is it just one category. But your Venus shows you what you need. And as she goes retrograde, we are all reviewing that. Now, Venus will stay retrograde until the middle of April, April 15th. She went retrograde at 13 degrees of Aries, and she'll go all the way back to about 26 degrees of Pisces. Then she will go forward again, back into Aries, and she stays in Aries until June. I don't have that date in front of me. Sometime in June. So there is a big period of time here, 3 months, where we're getting stronger about self-value and what you need from people and what supports you. What supports you financially, emotionally, spiritually, in all ways. Venus is feminine, but she's also the ability to receive. So it's going to be in June that you're really going to have more clarity and know. So just allow some things to shift and change. Now, what we also have going on here is we have Venus in Aries. Aries is ruled by Mars. Mars is in Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus. They are in each other's signs, and this is called mutual reception. So they're basically sending each other support. Venus is like, well, I need to figure it out. I need some time to myself, to be alone, to, you know, I'm in retrograde, so I need to just sit with this and think it through. And Mars says, okay, take your time. That's all right, because he's in Taurus right now, so he's really supportive. And he says, be practical. Don't rush it. Mars in Taurus is the tortoise. It's the turtle. It goes slow. Let's collect information. Let's assess this. Let's observe it. So these two have a nice symbiotic relationship right now once Mars is in Taurus because he's going to support her. However, the fact that Venus is retrograde is going to affect Mars. Relationships are gonna need some sorting out. That's the main theme. Not only that, not only because of Venus and Mars here, but also we have Jupiter in Libra in retrograde. Now, Jupiter is the biggest planet. And so wherever Jupiter is, it's just shining this giant light on one area of the zodiac. In this case, it's in Libra. Well, Libra is the sign of relationships, of negotiations, the back and the forth, give and receive. It's objective. It's stylish. It's about beauty and music and things that make us social. But Libra is in retrograde, and Libra is ruled by Venus. They have these three planets highlighting relationships that are in review. But the one with the most energy here is Venus in Aries, in retrograde. Because right now, Venus rules Jupiter and Mars. So she kind of has a little bit of, power, or a little bit of a stronghold over Mars and Jupiter. And she's asking them to give her time to sort things out. So you might be that archetype of Venus right now. You might feel like, oh, I just need time to sort things out, to figure out what I want, to figure out what I need. And then you're also working with Jupiter and Mars, who are saying, that's okay, take your time, it's all right, good relationships are still going to be here when you're done. So relationships are, they're just a little bit shifty right now, and maybe uncertain, and there could be a part of you that isn't interested in some areas of life that you were before, in some friendships, in some relationships, in some partnerships. It also brings up your relationship with money, because our girl Venus is associated with money, Mars in Taurus, that relates to money, Jupiter in Libra relates to money. So we're sorting out our financial stuff and being able to get to the deeper belief system around money, around finances, around how we use it, around what we should be paid, what we expect, what we will pay, what we want to pay. It's just off the top of my head, I was thinking about how it's amazing these days that there's so many things that are free online. You know, you can get the free this and free that, free ebook, free course, free session, free doodad. I mean, that's because everyone's using free to lure you in to build a relationship. And it'll be interesting to see how that changes in the summer, because I think free only gets so far, and some people are going to say, well, wait a minute. I need to be paid. I need to receive for what I'm creating and what I'm doing in the world. So that's a big theme right now. Sorting out money, sorting out receiving, sorting out finances and payments. It's going to be that way till June, because that's when Venus will be out of her retrograde shadow and into new territory, and when Jupiter in Libra will be turning direct. So for your planning purposes, June is when you'll have more clarity, and believe me, it'll be here in no time. I mean, just looking at how fast everything moves these days. Now, the other thing we have coming up on March 12th is a full moon in Virgo. Now, this full moon in Virgo is quite interesting because it's a earth sign. We haven't had a lot of earth energy lately. So we're going to have Virgo energy highlighted. And what Virgo says is, that doesn't work. Nope. Needs to be improved. That is no good. You should do this, not this. Virgo is meticulous, detail-oriented, specific, efficient, productive. Virgo is a great editor. It's a critic. It's looking at what needs to be improved. And so with this full moon, the Virgo energy is opposing all of the Pisces energy that doesn't care. Pisces doesn't care about details. Pisces doesn't care how perfect it looks. It's like, oh, but it feels good to make it, or it feels good to do it. And Virgo comes in and says, okay, well, you need to be aware of the details of this, and you need to be specific, and you need to include this, and you overdid it. So there's this balancing point here. The March 12th full moon is a balancing point where you look at the real life, I want to say consequences, or even, you know, the other side of the coin, because that's the purpose of a full moon. A full moon illuminates, it brings balance, it brings awareness. This full moon is at 22 degrees of Virgo, and it is opposing Chiron. It's opposing Mercury as well in Pisces. So it could be a time of words you didn't realize you needed to hear. It's a checking in point. It's looking at how you are managing life and what needs to be cut out. Because Virgo eliminates. Virgo is like, nope, too much. Nope, you don't need all that. It also squares Saturn in Sagittarius. So it's a little bit of a kind of a rougher full moon that's meant to show you what needs to go. You have energies here that are saying you took on too much, or it's too much. You know, you're overcommitted, and just scale back. So I think this weekend, you know, be kind to yourself, be gentle to yourself, and if you did feel like you bit off more than you can chew, or you're in over your head, you'll hopefully find some solutions for that, because Virgo finds solutions. And this full moon is helping you basically check in with yourself, your habits, and ensure that you're not going, you know, off the base here, that you're staying on track for what is best for you. Virgo is associated with healthy living, our lifestyle, our well-being, our habits, our diet, and how we are making sure to honor our physical self and what we need. So, you know, are you eating your vegetables? Are you getting enough healthy protein? Do you need more whole grains? Do you, what do you need to improve? Do you just need to drink more water? It's a check-in point here on your well-being. So that is the full moon, and that is coming up again on March 12th, which is Sunday. And from there, we move through the last part of the Pisces energy. And after a full moon, the energy starts to drift away, because the full moon is always a culmination point. And then the energy, it starts to soften and dissolve. We reflect, we retreat, we look at, okay, what's next, what's important, where do I need to let go of? And after that, we then prepare for the next new moon, the end of March, March 27th, 28th, depending on your location. And so know that you're culminating to something this weekend that requires your attention, your responsibility, and some choices. There's a choice point here. And then afterwards, you're going to make some decisions and choices. You're going to reprioritize and get it together for that next new moon on the end of March. So know that we're really in this interesting time period, again, of integrating, of trusting, of making sure that we're actively choosing that spiritual understanding of seeing ourselves as whole beings with access to all energies. What are you choosing that's best for your well-being? What are you choosing that is right for you? You don't have to do it all, and you can't do it all. But what do you want right now that really matters to you? And that is the main theme of this approaching weekend and into the middle of March. So I'll be back next week with another new show. Thank you so much for for your presence, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.